Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome to another episode of Criminal's Guide to Success. I will be getting a little soundtrack going on. Hip-hop, of course. But today's episode's going to be, you just got out of jail. How the fuck do I get a job? Well, I think what we're going to go over here in this next podcast is going to be pretty common sense. No, but actually scripting the resume towards the job you're trying to cater to is a big deal. Now, some of this podcast is going to touch on other episodes I've already got planned out. I finally got myself like at least the next 20 podcasts lined up. So, but all right, let's get into it. I want to start off with saying this will be another podcast, but number one thing you need to do is throw as much social media to the fucking wind as possible. Meaning, you need to have your social media set up with what you want to get hired for. Period. Brand yourself. And this is a two-sided thing because while you're setting up your social media accounts, A, don't find your old homies and invite them to it. Let it be dead. One, two fans until people start following you for what you're interested in, not for who you are. Meaning, when you set up your social media account, start talking about music, start talking about computers, start talking about cars, okay? Start setting your Instagram up with photos and headlines of what industry you want to be involved with, right? I mean, if you're a computer programmer and you start posting stuff about, you know, your girlfriend, that's not branding, you know? But if you start posting, you know, images of code or what you learned yesterday or, you know, what type of language you're learning, okay, and writing little articles, that is good, okay? And don't post about you just got home, what's up with my homies, I'm going to fucking where the fuck you go. You know, you need to stay true to your brand. Do you want to be cool or do you want to make money? You know what I mean? That's real shit right there. Do you want to be cool and have all your friends following you and seeing how you went out the night before with your Instagram flicks? Or do you want to make money and have hiring managers and people that are in that industry take notice of you and maybe even possibly reach out to you like, hey, we like what you're posting. We like what you've been working on, your little pet projects or whatever, you know, your music beats or whatever. We'd like to see if you'd like to come and work for us or even intern with us, and we'd like to build a career around you. These are things that are common sense, but not a lot of people take heart to them. And this can work for anybody. This isn't by any means a trick just for a certain set of people. Like, A, if you don't post about jail, people won't know about jail, okay? The more information you push up there, the less likely people are going to research your name in the Google search bar and be like, oh shit, he just got out of prison, right? Because your top thing is going to be your Instagram posts or your Facebook posts, okay? Or your YouTube videos describing how you just learned a certain topic or providing value for somebody else on YouTube of how to take care of a situation to solve a problem. So before we even get into the job part, while you're waiting to even get some of this stuff done and hit the ground running, all your social media accounts need to be the same. They all need to have a good name. No cussing, no previous jail reports, no homies on there that aren't benefiting you. Nobody that's going to tag you and be like, holy shit, we got so fucked up. Welcome home. None of that shit, man. Business. What's more important than life? And especially, man, we went to prison. Like, a lot of us aren't getting out at 18-year-old. We're going in when we're 18, and sometimes we're not getting home till we're 30, 40 years old. Why the fuck would you care about your friends on social media? It's not about the numbers either. Having 10 or 20 followers with good content that speaks to volumes of who you are is way more important than you having people on there that are from your past or that are not helping you make moves, okay? Remember that. All right. Social media, please don't fuck that up. If you fuck that up, you only got yourself to blame too. If you're on there telling people you're in jail or even talking about jail, giving people a whiff of that you know about that life, what, you want to stay true to yourself and not have a job? That's not what this podcast is about. Kick rocks, get the fuck off here. Go listen to somebody else that will big your ego because I'm trying to help you win and succeed. I'm not trying to help you feel better about yourself. Like, that egotistical shit's for the birds. Get your social media right. make sure it doesn't talk about jail, make sure it's not followed by your fucking homies, and document whatever you're creating, or just make sure you're posting daily. It's not hard to post a fucking picture about a fucking set of drums and say, these are going to be used in my next song, or a fucking, you know, this is my favorite song, I love the beat from this track, or, you know, cleaning cars is as easy as using Windex on a thing, and here's a little tutorial. Whatever, be creative, don't be stupid, okay? Pass the social media. I'm going to have a whole podcast for that shit, by the way, and how to set up and how to, you know, stay consistent and how you can have a platform that, you know, if you're too busy to be posting to all of the social media outlets, it'll literally take one post and post it to all the outlets for you. We'll get into that later, though. Right now, how to get going for a job. Now, let's go with the obvious, okay? Your resume. We are in 2018. We are in the late 2000s period. Handwritten resumes or handing in resumes in person might not seem like the best idea, right? There are exclusions to that, especially if you just came home. And like I said, I told you guys from the rip, and it still stands true, go buy a $100 laptop or Chromebook off Craigslist used and use that as your everything, okay? If you're not savvy with typing, get savvy with typing, okay? If you're not savvy with writing emails or job places, get savvy with it. Don't be stupid, and don't think it's hard. Don't think it's hard to use a fucking computer. Get the computer, period, okay? Don't ask for help either, not on this one. There's a lot of times I ask for favors. To have someone write your resume for you, or to have somebody even set up a computer for you, is fucking blatant laziness. And if you're going to be lazy, just stop too. Because you know what? A lot of people I went to jail with, they're bright individuals that didn't have a lot of opportunities, including myself, to fuck with the technological world. But it's so cheap, and the barrier to entry is so small. You're a fucking fool to say, keep telling yourself, I want to be successful, but I'm not willing to learn how to type, okay? And I'm not talking about taking typing classes. I'm talking about just learning the basic keyboard layout and writing your own emails to reach out to people, because that's part of this, too. You're not just handing in a resume. You're following up with an email. You're following up with emails. You're checking social media for job openings, okay? And you need to learn how to type on your phone for your Instagram or your Facebook to reach out to people that are in that job area and maybe ask them for help, okay? And you need apps on your phone like meetup.com to go find out the sectors you want to work in and start mingling with those people so you can show them how you can bring value. A job should consist of a resume that talks to the industry you want. You can't have a blanket resume anymore. Unless you want to work at McDonald's, I don't care, go for it, right? Each job, and while this might seem like common sense, each job you apply for should have a tailored resume specific to that job, to that brand, okay? And we'll do, fuck it, we'll use McDonald's and Wendy's, right? Two distinct features from each one, right? McDonald's is, I don't know, this is going to sound stupid, but McDonald's has a type of burger that's always frozen, and you throw it into the oven or whatever. I never worked at McDonald's, but I'm trying to make a good point here, right? So McDonald's has frozen burgers, and Wendy's has fresh, never frozen burgers, right? Those are the two brands, right? Let's just start there. Now, you don't write, I flip burgers, right? If when you're sending resume out to McDonald's, just to give you some abstract thinking, this isn't fact here, but you want to write to McDonald's how you could tailor to that experience, right? Everybody else is writing, I flip burgers. You need to write, I know how to take frozen burgers, de-thaw them, and put them in the skillet to cook fast without burning, right? And I know that's a horrible example, but you get the point. Tailor to that place with Wendy's. You wouldn't send that resume that says you take frozen burgers, right? And tailor to the McDonald's experience. You'd say, I know how to keep burgers fresh and from going sour by putting them on the grill within enough time. That's what I'm experienced in, right? So right there, you see two tailored experiences, right? Or let's just say blue versus red. I know this is taking too long, but Let's say you're writing a company to the blue, you're writing a resume to the blue company, right? You're not going to say, I know how to use blue, and then send that same resume to the red company where it's saying, I know how to use blue. You want to tailor it and say, I know how to use red. And I hope you get that, because I know it seems a little wishy-washy. But the point is, detail your resume to the experience that they're looking for. Because that's what you're doing. You're selling an experience. You're not selling a piece of paper. You're selling who is that paper. It's not just your value. It's who you are as a person. And you need to make that speak, even if you tweak it just a little, just enough so it's tailored. And every resume, everyone should have a cover letter. Okay, now a cover letter is just a piece of paper that goes on the front that states your intent, okay? What is your intent on working for this industry and working for this job? Now, that letter should never be copied and printed, okay? That should always start with doing a little research. Look up the company. We're on the fucking internet age. Look up the company, okay? If you're going to McDonald's and the hiring manager at McDonald's that you're sending that resume to is named, you know, Stephanie, okay? Dear hiring manager Stephanie, I've wanted to work at McDonald's since I was 16. I attended school. I feel like I would be a great fit in this industry because, and another big thing that I'm fucking up here is never use the word I, you know, coming from a background of McDonald's campaigning in high school, I used, grills since the age of 14 and for the past 2 years have been flipping burgers, you know, something like that. But the point is, the cover letter should definitely speak more of a volume towards the hiring manager or, you know, the company as a whole, even, you know, dear McDonald's, or not dear, but, you know, to McDonald's. And then look up real quick how to, I'm going to start having all this stuff on professionalconvict.com too. I'm almost done building the site, but you want to make sure that cover letter has the correct criteria to send out. And there's a basic sample letter that's out there. I'm not saying copy the sample, but copy the structure of the sample, where you should have, you know, the name and address, the date, your name and address, and then, you know, dear McDonald's. And then, you know, make sure you fill out what your intent is and also personalize it to that industry or, you know, that, you know, let them know that you did some research, you know. You know, I've admired McDonald's hustle because when they opened and the company was stolen in 1950-odd, whatever, you know, the hiring manager had a hustle that I admire, you know. State why you want to work for that specific company, you know. Let them, give them something that nobody else is giving out there. Now, this is common sense, and if everybody did it, we'd have to come up with a new rule. But guess what? 99% of people know this information, and they're just too fucking lazy to do it. And then they complain about how they didn't get the job. Don't be the complainer. Be the guy that's telling other people, hey, I got no complaints. I got the fucking job, you know? And these are all goals that will just big up yourself and help you get better. Now, before I started my okay. Right here. Now, before I started my... Oh my God, I did it again. All right, this is it. Before I started my own company, I had to go out there. And I'll tell you what, when I first got out, nobody was there telling me, hey, make your resume specific. Hey, tailor it to, you know, be more personalized towards that company. Nobody was telling me that shit, and I bombed. And I did my research, and this isn't something I'm telling you. Like, I went through these pitfalls, and I'm trying to help you guys not go through these pitfalls. You know, one of my biggest things getting out of jail was, one of my buddies was trying to get me a union job and I didn't want to do that. It pays like 15 bucks an hour or maybe 13, something, who cares, but it was a good money, but it was almost like my homie was just trying to help me out. It was a good look, but, I didn't want a handout. I don't know. I never wanted handouts. I always wanted to work for mine, you know? And there's nothing wrong. If you got a favor getting out and somebody can get you in, just don't fuck it up. But be planning your next move, too. Don't ever, you know, walk into something like it's just been handed to you. That's the worst outlook you can have, okay? But he tried to get me the job. And I actually went out and talked myself into sitting down with the owner of a certain industry. And at this time, which I did not know, I explained, which is the worst thing I ever did, and I still got the job, but I needed a job. It wasn't my main choice, but it was just something I knew I could do, and but I would have never got there if I would have followed the simple rules, right? I wrote a personal letter that piqued someone's interest so much that they called me in. Now, I did let that person know that I just got out of incarceration, and the one thing he said that I'll never forget was, I would have hired you regardless, and I did get the job, but he said, I would have never cared. He's like, the way you presented yourself, the way you came in here and seemed like you really wanted to work for me. He's like, you never had to even tell me that, nor would I have cared. Now, I'm not saying that's not for everybody. That's taking the risk. But that taught me one rule that I felt like the guy pitied me the whole time there. Like he was helping a lost puppy. I fucking hated it. I left there. And I never did that again. And that's another rule I'm trying to teach you guys, man. You don't have to tell people about your past. You don't want the pity party. You want successes and victories from your value, not from what happened to you in the past. And that could have went the other way. He could have been like, listen, you look great, but I'm not hiring a fucking felon that was a drug dealer. Fuck that, you know? So I want you guys to, you know, think about that. That's dumb. I'm going to leave that in there, but that's just me talking on my ass. I definitely want you guys to understand that the resume and the cover letter speak volumes. If you want to get noticed, and you got to understand, you're going up against people that haven't been to jail, that in this day and age might even have a college degree, that still don't know better enough to fucking tailor a resume and a cover letter to the fucking job, not to the industry, not some printable paper that you can hand to 50 fucking people. Nobody wants that. You do something that's unique. People like shit that stands out. I like shit that stands out, you know? If you're being an artist, you know, draw up that shit. If you're a graphic designer, build a fucking simple webpage for your resume. You know what I'm saying? Show people that you're technological. And we're going to get into that in another episode about how easy and how necessary it is to have online capabilities in your brain. But maybe we'll just call this one the resume, because I'm getting into a couple minutes here. But tailoring that experience is key, okay? Also, they say dress for the job you want, not the job you got, right? Sometimes that holds true. I'll tell you what, if you're going for a manufacturer's job, the suit and tie's played out, right? Manufacturing's dying. I don't even know if that's a good fucking excuse, but maybe it is. I don't know. But if you're going for a manufacturing job, don't go in there looking like a shitbag, but don't do the suit and tie thing. That's fucking corny, okay? Make sure you have stuff to talk about for whatever industry you're in. And when people ask you what you've been doing for this, that, and the third, fill in some gaps, people. That's another thing. When you're filling out that resume, you don't need to fill out that you fucking have a 10-year gap. If you were in jail learning about the career you're one, especially if you're in jail actually taking use of that time and somebody was, I guess it's hard to send. I didn't have anybody sending me books or nothing like that. But like people in jail, I was, you know, blessed enough to have, you know, someone at the end of the block that had a crate full of books that I definitely gained a lot of knowledge about. But if you have experience, whether it's from jail and jail jobs too. I know I got, what did I get? I got my, not my HVAC. Carpentry. I got a carpentry license and a fucking forklift license too, I think. Fuck, I don't remember. It's been a minute. I think I did get those too. But listen, what did you do? Well, in a previous job, I fucking lied, dude. Don't fucking give these people the upper hands. Those motherfuckers are high-end dumbos. If you feel like you bring value to a job, fucking lie. Tell them, well, I was actually out of state. Me and my girlfriend broke up. I worked for a company called, you know, Miners Executives .inc, you know, and it was in Pittsburgh. And, you know, or the one I like hearing the most is I'm currently working at, because anytime they want to call your manager, they know better. Well, can we get a hold of them? Well, no, I'm still working there. I'm not going to come get a job from here if I'm still working there. I don't want you calling my boss and letting him know I'm leaving. Then I got to worry about you hiring me. Fuck that, right? Don't do that. And there's nothing wrong with being an introvert either, okay? That's another thing we're going to get into. Listen, if they need two references, Be like, why? Be like, I bring value. Be like, how about this? Why don't you fucking test me on a couple of these things and let me know, especially if you don't have two people. I always had someone in my back pocket that they could call and, you know, they'd act like they were a fucking manager of mine or some shit for some job. That's pretty grimy. I ain't gonna lie, but it worked. I mean, I'd have my homie call me and be like, dude, what the fuck, you know, but, you know, they always follow through. That's if you got people like that. But be like, listen, the people I've worked with lately, you know, man, I almost feel bad telling you to do this, but dude, a job is primary. And if you know you can put in the work and show value at that job, who gives a fuck how you get it? Because a lot of these people, man, they got 50 to 100 other applicants right on their desk. Why is you telling them that you were away for 10 years going to help you? How does that help you? What, you think they're going to give you the pity party all the time? Fuck no. Okay? It's not going to work. So find out some way. And online classes are actually a reality. There's nothing wrong with saying you took 2 years to go to some Phoenix equivalent, right? Or that you're finishing it up. And it's not even that hard. This is grimy as fuck, but I'm trying to be real. It's not even that hard to print a certificate out to say you got a thing. Because there's no such thing as a college anymore. They got boot camps now that last a year. You know, you could say for the past year I've been doing that. Before this, I worked at McDonald's. Or you could say, you know, my dad had a shop. I got paid under the table. However the fuck you got to explain it away. You know, and then if they say, well, what happened the rest of this, you know, 8 year gap or 5 year gap or 2 year gap. You just say, that's not relevant to this position, okay? You can also tell them you tried, you know, especially like a drug deal, you can tell them you tried building a startup. But like, I put all my time and energy into this, and, you know, for 2 years, if anything, that shows leadership, it shows risk, it shows that you can understand some of the ropes. You just got to know what your bullshit game is. And sometimes you don't need any of this, you know? But let's keep it going. Also, with the resume, the number one reason resumes get rejected, and this is why I say being in learning how to type in computers is big, and they have spell checkers that are free. Everything's free online, too. If you see something that has to pay to free, then you need it for whatever you're doing right now, type in whatever that thing is and then type in free alternative, okay? Or apps like this, or programs like this, or websites like this for free. Dude, everything's free. And if you fucking got a problem with that, write me, say I can't find it, I will fucking find it for you and send you the link. No problem, dude. admin@professionalconvict.com. Get a hold of me for any questions, actually. I'm here to help. That's why I built this thing. So get your knowledge. Oh, my main point on that shit. I feel bad. Number one errors or number one rejection of resumes is spelling errors. Look it up. It's fucking sad. And we're not talking number one errors and felons trying to get jobs. We're talking about college graduates not getting accepted at Google, which they worked their whole life to get an interview from, won't even get a look at because a fucking algorithm finds a spelling error. That's the first thing they check for. Is this idiot spelling my name wrong? Is this fucking idiot spelling Google with three O's? You know what I mean? Like, that shit's real. Check your shit. There's spell checkers online. Microsoft Word or the Google equivalent. Google has a whole suite for free. Google Docs, Google Forms, Google Excels, Google this, Google that. Jesus, fuck, you can type an email up and it'll spell check it for you. Don't fuck around. Make sure your punctuation's right. Make sure your fucking spelling's right. Make sure you know if you're supposed to be using indentation, okay? These are real fucking things. And I'll write blog posts about these too now that I think about it. get your shit right. That is number one, okay? Don't fuck that up. Also, with your resume and fucking cover letter, know what industry you're going for. Does it deserve a more plain aspect to the point, or does it want to show passion? You know, if you're a graphic designer and you're trying to get a job in that industry, show a little passion. Put that backdrop on a custom, you know, drawing you have that, you know, transparently shows through your cover letter. Maybe not your resume, but your cover letter to stick out. You know what I mean? If you're, you know, just do little tidbits that'll show uniqueness, you know, show something that transpires into, you know, hey, I'm fucking better than these people. Because I guarantee you, 99% of you fucking guys coming out of jail and fucking females are fucking better than half these pussies getting jobs. And I knew I was. I know a couple of my friends were too. And I know a couple of my friends at the same time that don't think they are. And it's fucking embarrassing that they think because they went to prison, all of a sudden their life's over and they have to work at McDonald's, or they're the woest me that nothing's ever going to go right because they got caught. And it's like, get the fuck out of here, dude. We're better. We took the risk. We sold the drugs. We traveled across states to go meet connects. You know what I'm saying? Or we robbed banks. You fuck it, dude. I know people that have done that shit and they're not doing fine, but I'm just saying, like, dude, you have the balls to walk in a bank, dude? But you don't have the balls to go get a job? Like, come on. I don't know, man. Just let's keep this. Oh, and another thing. When you're handing in resumes, don't go for one job, dude. Pick 10. That's a rule of thumb. Pick 10. I don't give a fuck if you live in fucking bumfuck Egypt with no fucking real fucking jobs out there. Find the 10 jobs that, and if you have to drive 50 miles out, so what? If you have to drive 50 miles out to find the job you want, why are you still thinking about living in the town you're at? Quit being comfy. Take some fucking risk, dude. Don't fucking stay in the town that you got caught and everybody thinks you're a fucking idiot fucking loser anyway. Get the fuck out of that town. That's another conversation for another podcast. Always be putting in more than fucking 10 applications, all tailored differently and all about what you want to do. We're not talking about the first job you get when you get out anymore. That job's just to hold you over so you can listen to this podcast and afford your goddamn internet, okay? I'm talking about the job you really want to do, your passion, not even your fucking passion, just something you know you're good at. Fuck it. I still don't know what my passion is to this day because my dumbass sold drugs all my life, but I'm actually doing something I like doing. All right. One last thing before I go. Where you should apply, okay? Oh, and if you get accepted for an interview or something like that and you get reached out to, number one, make sure you make an email up, even if it's Gmail. We'll talk about that later, too. You don't want to have Gmail. We're going to show you how to spend $10 and get, you know, at yourname.com so people can write an email that looks a little more professional. But go hit up all the fucking, Indeed.com, Monster.com. They got remote work out there. WeWorkRemotely.com. Get on Reddit. Go start following on LinkedIn and Reddit. Your job type. If it's computers, do computers. If it's cars, do cars. If it's cleaning, do cleaning. If it's stripping, do stripping. I don't give a fuck. Follow that tag, okay? And find the group of people that you want to aspire to be or that are trying to aspire to be the same thing as you. That's how you're going to move forward, okay? But follow those job places too, because you're going to see what jobs have openings and stuff. And there's nothing wrong to apply to the same job more than once. You can understand, positions open up all the time. You can go to McDonald's, they can say no, and 2 weeks later someone quits. You can be like, hey, I just want to, you know, it's probably a good wait, you know, 90 days or something. And fuck McDonald's, but you get what I'm saying. Like, you can apply for a job more than once, okay? And always pay attention to the job. How can you make yourself fit that job description? Don't have a blanket statement. Look at the job description and make sure you're filling in that shit the way it should fit that job criteria, okay? Because sometimes there's one thing that can stand out that's really all they're looking for that you probably shine in, and you should speak to that. And we're going to write some blog articles. I'll have the site up soon if anybody's even listening. All right, man, I'm going to, you know, not take up too much more of your time. Get that computer, get them resumes written out. Resumes, not one. Get them cover letters, get templates together. So all you got to do is type up different ways to communicate with the hiring manager, okay? Learn the, also, make sure you're going to the meetups, but make sure you're looking at their social media, what that company's doing, okay? Especially if they're local, it'll be a lot easier. What are they talking about that's interesting? What is their main trend that they post about for their job? Follow that, see how you can use that to your advantage. All right, man, this is Professional Convict. Check me out at professionalconvict.com, admin at professional, email me at admin@professionalconvict.com. This is Criminal's Guide to Success. I'll see you next time.
podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.